AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. After a spike earlier this year, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says inflation is getting close to its 2% level at a forum in Portugal. Powell was asked if there will be a cut in interest rates in September.
I'm not going to be landing on any specific dates here today. Let me also say that we're well aware that if we go too soon, that we could undo the good work we've done in bringing down inflation. And if we go too late, we could unnecessarily undermine the recession, the recovery and the expansion.
Powell says the goal is to fully defeat inflation. Prosecutors in Manhattan say they would not oppose Donald Trump's request to delay the sentencing in his hush money trial. He's trying to overturn the conviction following a Supreme Court ruling that granted broad immunity protections to presidents. Pace University law professor Bennett Gershman says this case is different.
I don't think that the judge could conceivably believe that presidential immunity would apply to somebody who's a candidate for president and not president. And virtually all of the evidence in the hush money case happened before Trump became president.
Former New York City mayor and former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani has been disbarred in New York State. A court found he repeatedly made false statements about Donald Trump's 2020 presidential election loss. Giuliani has already had his New York law license suspended. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says more is on the way to Ukraine.
I am proud that the United States will soon announce more than $2.3 billion in new security assistance for Ukraine.
Austin met at the Pentagon with Ukraine's defense minister. The aid includes anti-tank weapons, interceptors, and munitions for Patriot and other air defense systems. Indigenous activist Leonard Peltier, who spent most of his life in prison since his conviction in the 1975 killings of two FBI agents in South Dakota, has been denied parole. This is AP News. The job market is still strong.
There's a job for every unemployed American, but not as many jobs as there were in January of last year. Still, job openings rose slightly from April to May to just over 8 million. But layoffs have been rising a little. The number of Americans quitting their jobs is basically unchanged. And although there are 1.2 jobs for every unemployed American, that's down from a 2-to-1 ratio in January of 2023. Still, economist Robert Frick at the Navy Federal Credit Union says the Labor Department report is another sign that the labor market is holding firm. I'm Rita Foley.
Paul Enger, a talented Norwegian soccer player turned celebrity art thief who pulled off the sensational 1994 heist of Edvard Munch's famed The Scream painting from the National Gallery in Oslo, has died. He was 57. No cause of death was given. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.